the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about a word that sometimes dominates our vocabulary too much, and that word is stress.
Yes, I often hear myself say, I am so stressed. Like we talked about yesterday, sometimes we can't do anything to change the things in our lives that are stressing us out, but sometimes we have the power to eliminate or reduce the stress.
So true. First, you have to identify the biggest stressors and decide whether they fall in the category of in our control or not in our control. Then they can be handled more effectively.
If finances, which are mostly in our control, are causing us stress, for example, we can sit down and write out a budget, figure out where the money's going, and tweak our expenses. My husband and I sometimes say to each other, we've got a green leak, mayday.
I think one of the things we can also control is boundaries in relationships. Women like to help each other, but sometimes our friends' problems can wiggle themselves into our lives in ways that aren't really healthy. Sometimes we have to say, I can't, when someone is leaning on us just too much.
Yeah, that one's so hard. Maybe you need to cut back on outside activities, yours or your kids. Let it be okay to say no to the things that are not must-dos. Tell yourself that you're in, as one of our friends says, a season of no.
Well, bottom line, whatever the stressor is, if it's in your control, take the main problem and break a solution down into steps. Then you can tackle it one task at a time. Just knowing you have a plan for handling a problem can reduce your stress almost immediately.
That's true. Well, thanks for listening today, and we hope you have a stress-free Thursday.